想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹先和我一同读一些主的话。
As we begin, let us read God's word together.
请弟兄姊妹打开以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
我们要从第三节读到第十四节。
We'll read from verses 3 to 14.
以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him.
又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved.
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰盛的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
叫他荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
To the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession,to the praise of his glory.
第二十三节
Verse 23.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The church which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
我们再请回头看约翰福音。
Now we'll turn back to read the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
三十五节
Verse 35.
父爱子，已将万有交在他手里。
The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand.
Okay. 还是约翰福音啊。
And we'll stay in John.
第五章
Chapter 5.
第十七节
Verse 17.
耶稣对他们说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
But he answered them, My Father is working until now, and I myself am working.
19节和20节
Verses 19 and 20.
耶稣对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。父爱子，将自己所做的一切事指给他看，还要将比这更大的事指给他看，叫你们稀奇。
Therefore Jesus answered and was saying to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, unless it is something he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son, and shows him all things that he himself is doing, and the Father will show him greater works than these, so that you will marvel.
我们昨天晚上啊，已经和弟兄姊妹简单的交通到，在神的创造里面啊，时间是一件非常重要的事情。
Last night we have briefly shared that when it comes to God's eternal plan, time is important.
那么神计算时间呢，是用一个圆圈来计算。
And God measures time in a circular manner.
我们讲过，像活在地球上的人
，We have said that we who live on this earth，
因为地球绕着太阳转一圈，我们才能计算时间。
Because the earth revolves around the sun, then we can calculate time.
月亮绕着地球转，我们才能计算时间。
Because the moon revolves around the earth, then we can measure time.
那么，地球自转一圈，我们才能计算时间。
And even the earth spinning on itself, we measure time in that way.
这里面有一个很深的一个意义啊。
And here there is a deep meaning.
就是呢，它这个圆圈是从开始。绕一个圈子之后呢，又回到这个开起始点。
And it is at the beginning, it then goes in a circular manner back to the beginning.
我们说这个起点其实就是原初的根源。
And we have said that this beginning is the origin, the root.
这说明一件事情。
And this says,
神在原初他所定规的计划的荣耀的旨意。
This speaks of God's glorious plan that he has established at the beginning.
事情怎样定规?
And how he has established such things.
经过这个时间的大圈之后,
Then after this circle of time.
回到了这个根源, 事情就是怎样成就。
Then when it returns to the origin, that will be how things will be.
这告诉我们神的旨意, 神所定的旨意是绝不改变。
This shows that God's will does not change.
虽然经过时间这个大圈,
Even after going through the circle of time,
当初是怎样, 现在回来还是怎样。
How it was at the beginning will be how it is at the end.
我们觉得这是一个很重要的一个提醒。
This is an important reminder.
今天我们知道在这个时间的大圈里面,
And we know today in the circle of time,
包括了整个造物的历史。
It has included the history of all creation.
这也包括了地上人类的历史。
And has included the history of mankind.
列国的历史。
History of all the kingdoms.
也包括了教会的历史。
And also the history of the church.
也包括了我们个人的历史。
And also includes our personal history.
那么我们知道这个大圈时间里面的光景情况是非常的复杂的。
And we know that this condition of the circle of time is so complex.
变化也是非常大的。
And there are so many changes, great changes.
但是无论它怎样变化，
But no matter what the change is,
无论怎样的复杂，
No matter how complex it is,
那么神定规了，他的旨意透过这样的光景，最后回到原点的时候是完全的。
What God has set will be as it is at the end.
神从来不受任何人的影响。
God is not influenced by man.
也不受任何地上人势力的影响。
And are not influenced by the things that man does.
神的旨意一定永定。
God's will come to pass.
所以他怎样起头，他怎样结尾。
So how he starts will be how he ends.
所以最终他会回到根源。
So at the end, it will return to the origin.
所以这个归用对我们来讲也是一个重要的一个提醒。
So this origin is an important reminder to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们知道神创造时间有非常重大的意义在里面。
We know that there is great meaning to how God created time.
昨天我们已经讲了。
Yesterday we have shared.
经过了这么复杂、这么大变化的一个环境的里面
，through this ever-changing and complex environment,
只有符合神的性质的东西
，only those things that align with God's nature,
那些东西才能够走到最终
，only those things can make it to the very end.
所有一切与这个性质不相合的东西
，all the things that do not align with His nature,
全部在时间中要淘汰。
All in time will be eliminated.
不管你人觉得地上你的工作多伟大
，No matter how great you think your job is on earth.
不管你觉得有多少的成就
，No matter how much accomplished you feel.
只要不符合于这些性质
，If it does not align with this nature,
就不可能被带进永远
，Then it cannot be brought into eternity.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们知道神把我们放在时间中间
，We know God has placed us in time.
有他自己的美意。
He has his own good purpose.
那么所以呢，我们求主让我们 能首先懂得神的在时间中的工作中间，到底他所要得着的事物的性质是什么。
So we ask that the Lord may reveal to us what the nature of the things we ought to be pursuing.
将免得我们的一生空白的度过。
Otherwise, we would have lived this life in vain.
也免得我们在地上所有的侍奉工作。空白度过。
Otherwise, all our accomplishments and careers will be of no value.
这是很重要一件事情。
So this is so important.
所以其实呢，昨天那篇信息呢，是一个序言啊。
And so yesterday's message was a teaser.
是这次我讲到信息的一个序言。
Oh, it's a preface. Preface to the message that we will share today.
今天晚上呢，我们才要进入正题啊。
And today we will go into the core content.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道神创造时间的用意是什么呢
？Brothers and sisters, we know why God has created time.
因为神有一个荣耀的计划。
Because God has His glorious plan.
神在时间中的计划和工作最大的目的是得着教会。
And in time, God's greatest work is to obtain the church.
因为这个在当初在他荣耀的心意里面，他定规的就是要。在宇宙中的这个教会
，Because his glorious desire is to gain this church，
他要用教会作为彰显基督的器皿
，He will use the church as a vessel to express the glory of Christ。
这是一个非常伟大的、荣耀的一个思想啊
！And this is a great and glorious thinking。
弟兄姊妹们，教会在神的眼中极其宝贵
，The church in God's eyes is so precious。
啊，当然，今天早晨我们弟兄的提醒是很重要的。
And of course, this morning, the reminder from our brother is so important.
那么我们知道教会是不能没有基督的。
We know that the Christ cannot not have Christ.
教会中没有基督，那么教会就不是教会了。
If the church does not have Christ, then it is not the church.
教会就失去它存在的意义了。
Then the church will have lost her meaning.
所以的确，今年2000年教会的历史在地上，让我们看见人不断的犯错。
And so we see throughout the 2,000 year history of the church that man continues
人把教会看成是一个外面的东西
Man only cares on the external things
是一个宗教的团体
And it is a religious organization
这是何等大的一个错误
And this is such a great error
但是弟兄姊妹我们也必须知道
But brothers and sisters we ought to know
教会不能缺少基督
The church cannot be absent of Christ
但是基督也不能没有教会
And Christ cannot not have his church
所以当我们进入这个以弗所书的时候
And so as we enter into Ephesians,
我们要知道在时间中间
we must know that in time,
教会是父子圣灵权力的工作
that the church is the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
看你看看神的能力创造整个万有
you see the power of God creating all things.
如果神尽全力的工作那是一个了不得的大功对不对
If God is fully focused on His work, then this is such a great work. 所以教会
这个作为彰显基督的器皿，在神的眼中极其宝贵的。
And And so this church was ought to be a vessel of Christ's glory. It's so precious.
所以今天教会在地上,
so today, this church on earth,
它必须符合于神所要求的这些性质。
The church must align with the nature of God.
所以昨天呢, 我们提到这几个性质啊, 这是非常重要的事情。
And so yesterday, we have talked about certain traits.
虽然我们略略地知道一点这些事情,
and even though we may know these things on the surface,
但是很多的时候我们并不那么重视。
But we often don't pay much
attention. 也没有那么样的持守。
And not uphold these things.
所以我们讲到四个重要的点。
So we said those were four important
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
points. Dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道教会必须符合这些性质。
We know that the church must align with these traits.
第一个, 教会必须是有生命是活的。
First, the church must have the life.
所以保罗在晚年的时候,
So Paul in his latter years,
写信给提摩太,
when he was writing to Timothy,
特别在提摩太前书他讲到,
especially in 1 Timothy, he says,
他说这家就是永生神的教会。
He says, this house is the eternal house of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and
这里讲到教会是永生神的教会, 我们翻永生呢, 这个呢, 我们比较不能那么领会, 应该翻作是生命之神的教会。
So this ought to be translated as the church of the Lord of life.
教会只能住在生命的里面。
The church must abide in this life.
哪里有生命,
and where there is life,
神就可以住在那里。
Then God can abide there.
你那里是制度不行的。
Then,
规条不行的,
if it's rules and regulations, then it cannot
你礼拜堂盖得再大再漂亮也不行的,
then you may construct the biggest building, but it will not be satisfactory. 弟兄姊妹们,
神只能在生命中,
brothers and sisters, the Lord, God can only abide in life because he is the Lord of life.
所以今天我们在地上必须注重生命。
So today we must place an emphasis on
我们昨天讲,
this life.
你必须注重生命。
We must focus on this life.
如果你不注重生命,
if you do not emphasize this life,
神不会住在其中的,
then God cannot abide in the midst of this.
所以希伯来书告诉我们呢,
and so Hebrews tells us,
基督徒啊, 有一些人他们所谓的行为啊, 那个没有生命的行为被称作是死刑。
And so there are some actions of Christians that were without life considered the works of death.
Death work.
Death work.
死的工作。
The works of death.
今天我们以为说我们规规矩矩的了, 我们在这弄得很有秩序, 很有条理了, 弟兄姊妹们, 在希伯来书的那个作者的眼中, 这死刑。
Brothers, we may consider ourselves to be so orderly and well-mannered, but Hebrews considers it
神只能在生命中,
because God can only be
教会失去生命,
and the church without life,
永生神就不会成为永生神的家了。
Then this will not be the house of the eternal God.
所以呢, 这个性质是非常重要的。
And so this trait, it's so important.
弟兄姊妹们, 教会必须是属灵的。
Brothers and sisters, the church must be spiritual.
教会里面必须有属灵的实际的。
There must be a spiritual reality in the church.
这个属灵实际指的基督说的。
And this spiritual reality speaks of Christ.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
啊, 这个教会不是属肉体的。
This church is not of the flesh.
肉体在教会里面是不可以存在的。
Because the church of the flesh cannot exist.
虚假的东西也不能存在的。
And also fake things cannot be there.
主是真理, 主是真实。
The Lord is the truth. He is real.
所以我们必须要真实的。
So we must be real as well.
啊, 那么呢, 教会是属天的。
The church must be heavenly.
教会不是属地的。
The church is not of this world.
所以教会不能受地的影响。
So church cannot be affected
by the world. 教会只能受天的影响。
Can only be influenced by heaven.
但今天我们看见, 这个地上的教会很多都在地的影响当中。
But today we see the church so influenced by this world.
我们的生活也是变成属地的。
And our living also becomes worldly.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers
and sisters, 教会也是属天的。
The church is of heaven.
它必须跟世界有分别, 跟地有分别。
The church must be separated from this world.
我们必须把一切属地的东西统统把它 隔除在外,
and we must get rid of these earthly things.
我们不能用世界的方法,
we cannot use the world ways of the world. We cannot use the ways of this earth.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个是多么重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is such an important matter.
教会必须是永远的。
The church must be eternal.
我们晓得将来, 整个这个所看见的宇宙要消失。
We know that in time, this universe, as we know, will come to pass.
其中的人事物都要消失。
man and all his works will come to pass.
啊，连仇敌也消失。
And the enemy will be done away with.
启示录告诉我们，最终在这个宇宙中显出来的是那圣城新耶路撒冷。
And Revelation tells us at the end, it will be this new Jerusalem that comes.
只有那个是存到永远的。
Only that will last into eternity.
所以将来所有的都过去，只有教会。
So all things will pass away, but the church
is eternal. 所以教会具有永远的性质。
So the church must have an eternal trait.
啊，所以我们今天必须要明白。
So today we must come to understand.
神在时间中他所要得着的事物，那些重要的特性。
What God desires and the traits of those things He desires in time.
我相信在座弟兄姊妹，我们都是爱主的，都是愿意侍奉主。
I trust that the brothers and sisters sitting here love the Lord and want to serve.
所以碰到教会的问题，
and so when it comes to the problems of the church,
我们要格外的谨慎小心。
We need to pay extra special attention and be careful.
因为这个是神用来作为彰显他荣耀的一个重要的一个器皿。
Because this is the vessel that God will use to express His glory.
我们真是满心的感谢主。
So we really thank the Lord.
在头一个世纪。
That in that first century,
在罗马的监牢里面
that in the Roman prison,
神把他历世历代以来所隐藏的心意启示给他的仆人保罗
that God gave Paul this revelation of this eternal purpose of his.
因此保罗就写下了以弗所书
and so Paul writes the letter to the
Ephesians. 当然还有其他的书卷
and of course other epistles as well.
但是以弗所书是专门讲到教会的一卷书。
But the letter to the Ephesians speaks explicitly of the church.
告诉我们教会的根源从哪里来的。
It tells us what is the root of the church.
教会是怎样被建立起来的。
How the church is built up.
教会里面的内容到底是什么。
What the content of the church should be.
教会应当注重什么。
And what the church should emphasize.
弟兄姊妹们，神建立教会就是为着基督。
Brothers and sisters, God built the church for Christ.
所以教会不能用作任何其他的用途。
So there should be no other purpose of the church.
今天我们感觉有很多人呢，胆子很大。
Today we feel that there are those who are very bold.
在教会里面建立我们个人的事业。
That they are willing to establish their own
business in the church. 建立我们个人的工作。
To do their own individual work.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们是无知。
Brothers and sisters, if we are unknowing.
我们求主怜悯。
May God have mercy on us.
如果我们是存心的。
But if we are pure-hearted.
那你真是得罪主啊。
Then this is of offense to God.
教会是一个纯净的器皿。
Because the church is to be a pure vessel.
弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
神在时间中
God in time,
他要得着教会
He wants to gain the church.
他要改变教会
He wants to transform the church.
他要建立教会
He wants to build up the church.
那么呢要把我们这些人作为成一个透明的器皿
And he wants us to be these transparent vessels.
啊，等等我们要讲到神的工作在我们身上那是何其伟大的
Later, we will speak on the work God is doing in us.
神要把教会做成一个透明的器皿
because the church is to be this transparent vessel.
让人在这里只能看见基督，只能彰显基督
so that all those can only see Christ and Christ exemplified.
保罗曾经讲，我们有宝贝放在瓦器里
Paul says that we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
这是神的怜悯，拣选我们这些瓦器，把那么宝贵的东西放在里面
And this is so precious that God would place this treasure in these earthen
vessels. 但是神要改变这个器皿。
God wants to change these vessels.
神要叫这个器皿复合于里面的宝贝。
God wants these vessels to align with what is inside.
所以呢，我们这个不透明的，到有一天就变成透明的。
So right now we may be not transparent, but one day we will be transparent.
所以你看见新城耶路撒冷从天降临的时候
，And so when we see the New Jerusalem coming down,
那么伟大的一座城
，What a great city it is!
那么整个是透明的。
All of it is transparent.
所有的宝石都透明的。
All the precious stones are.
连那个黄金都是透明的。
Even the gold itself is transparent.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你就看见了神的这个荣耀的心意。
Then you will see God's glorious design.
所以这是神在时间中间最宝贵、最重要的一个工作。
So this is His most important work in this time.
但如果我们今天呢，缺少了这样的认识啊。
If we do not have this understanding today,
很多时候做这个教会工作就变成我们的工作了。
Then as we do, then the church becomes our own personal business.
甚至变成我们的事业了。
And becomes our own personal career.
这是何等的错误。
But what a great error this is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要主给我们极大的恩典。
We need the grace of the Lord.
啊， 我们感谢主啊。
So we give thanks to God.
在以弗所书第一章的里面。
In Ephesians chapter 1.
特别我们刚才读到第三节到第十四节。
Especially when we had just read verses 3 to 14.
这里很清楚地给我们看见父子圣灵的工作。
Here it speaks explicitly of the work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们知道神格里面的这个父子圣灵是一个大的奥秘。
We know that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is a great mystery.
因为神只有一位。
Because there's only one God.
但是他们出现三个位格。
But there is three in this Godhead.
弟兄姊妹，我们只能说神是三而一啊，这样。
So we can only say that God is three in one.
是一又是三。
It's one and three.
这个你今天在地上，你没有办法用任何东西来形容，也不能解释的。
And today it is difficult to use anything to describe this.
我们只能等到将来进入永世，你就明白是怎么回事。
But only when we enter into eternity, then we can have a clear understanding.
但是今天我们在地上呢，
But today, while we are
如同使徒们的认识一样，
we are, have the understanding
like the
disciples.
神是一位，但是他有三个位格。
And that there are three members of this Godhead.
有父子圣灵。
There's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
啊，那么我们能够感觉到在以弗所书第一章一开头就告诉我们。
And so we can touch on this in the very beginning of Ephesians chapter 1.
因为这父子圣灵的分工。
Because the separation of duties of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
他们是全心为着要得做一件事情。
They are fully committed to doing one thing.
就是建立教会。
Which is to build up the church.
当他能得做教会的时候。
Because when he obtains the church,
教会就成为基督丰满的一个器皿彰显。
Then the church will be this vessel that Christ fills and is expressed.
这是何等荣耀的心意啊！
And what a great desire and will this is.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我常常有时候在主面前感觉，
I often have this feeling
before the Lord. 我们缺少了这种的看见，
we lack this vision.
缺少了这种认识，
we lack this knowledge.
很多时候我们轻看教会，
oftentimes we look lightly on the church.
弟兄姊妹觉得教会没什么。
Brothers and sisters think that the church
不是没什么，
but it's not nothing.
是非常有非常重要的事情。
But it is a very important thing.
你看，神尽全力来要得做这样的事情。
Because God is fully committed to doing this work.
所以保罗说，我们在地上了，神给我们恩典，能与神同工啊。
So Paul says that we need this grace to co-work with God.
一同建立教会。
To build up the church together.
我们要非常谨慎。
Then we need to be of
utmost care. 你必须明白，这个意义。
Need to be alert and know what it means.
所以我们感谢主。
So we give thanks to the Lord.
那么在以弗所书第一章里面。
So in Ephesians chapter 1.
那么我们把它分成两部分来看。
We can look at it in two different sections.
今天晚上我们要交通这个父与子的工作。
Today we'll share on the work of the Father and the Son.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
啊，我们能够感觉到啊。这个神圣的父子，
Can we feel the holiness of the Father and the Son?
啊，他们在建立教会这些事情上面，他们有完美的一个配合。
In the building up the church, there's this wonderful cooperation between the two.
啊，那么保罗在约翰在晚年时候写约翰福音。
And so John wrote the gospel in his latter years.
很多弟兄姊妹都知道约翰福音呢。约翰是要向人证明说呢，耶稣就是基督，就是神的儿子。
And we know that many people say John wrote the gospel to prove that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
我想大多数读经的人都是这么想的，对吧？
And many people who read the gospel feel this
way too. 没有错的。
And it is indeed not wrong.
约翰是要让人看见耶稣就是神的儿子。
Because John wants people to see that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是呢，我们不能忽略了。在约翰福音里面，特别讲父与子之间的相互配合的一个工作。
But we cannot overlook the cooperative work between the Father and the Son in the Gospel of John.
我们知道在约翰福音里面呢，
we know that in the Gospel of John,
父这个字啊，
the word Father,
出现过一百多次，
appeared over 100 times.
啊，所以很重要的。
So it is very important.
所以呢，约翰福音特别把父子之间他们怎样配合的工作的那个情况，把它写出来了。
And so John reveals how it is that the Father and Son work together.
所以，我们首先的要来看 这个父子之间的这个工作。
And so we will first look at this work between the Father and the Son.
感谢神。
So we give thanks to God.
我们知道父子神圣灵，这是不得了的一个大的一个丰富的。
So we know that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this relationship is a grand thing to think about.
但是呢，在以弗所书里面呢，他只用简单明了的话说到他们的工作。
But in Ephesians, it speaks very succinctly of the works of the three members.
啊，就像我们弟兄早晨讲的一样。
Just like what our brother shared this morning.
神，他的工作，他。不注重外表的那个复杂。
God's work does not focus on the complexity of external things.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
外表都是简单的。
The external things are simple.
但是内里是丰富的。
But there's so much depth inside.
我们人的工作是外表是复杂的，内里面空空洞洞的。
Our works are so complex on the outside, but inwardly we are there's nothing
there. 我们搞这个搞那个，计划这个做那个，好像看起来很热闹。
We plan this, we plan that. There seems to be so much commotion.
神所注重的是那个内容。
But God cares about the contents inwardly.
所以在历史历代，你都看见神的工作是这样。
And so through the ages, we see that God's work is this way.
旧约神就用这么一个小小的会幕来说明。
And God using the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
其实那个会幕是很简单的东西，对不对
？Tabernacle is actually a simple.
但它里面所包含的背后的那个意义是非常广大的。
But、what is inside is so grand and great.
啊，那么到了新约时代中，耶稣基督到地上来的时候也是一样。
And in the New Testament, when Christ comes to this earth, it is the same.
他成为拿撒勒人耶稣。
He is the Jesus of Nazareth.
降生在马槽里。
Born in a manger.
做个木匠的儿子。
Son of a carpenter.
看起来非常的简单
，seemingly very simple，
但是它的里面拥有万有的丰富都在里面。
But all the riches of everything is in him。
的确，今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，这是一个重要的原则。
Indeed, brothers and sisters, this is an important principle。
在侍奉上，我们不是注重外表。
In service, we do not focus on outward things。
我们是注重里面的内容。
We focus on the inward content。
今天我们看在基督教里面呢。很喜欢夸耀工作多大，人多少，这个礼拜堂盖得多大，这个工作做到全世界。
Today people like to boast of their work globally, how grand and big their buildings are, and how many people attend.
其实没有这个必要。
But there's no need for this.
神所注重的是里面的内容。
Because God cares about the inward content.
里面要丰富。
There needs to be abundance inside.
所以我们今天必须明白，这是神。做工的一个法则。
So we need to know that this is the principle and how God
operates. 所以因此呢，以弗所书里面讲到父子灵的时候呢，很像非常简单的几句话。
And so in Ephesians, the works of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are described very simply.
但是这简单的几句话的背后呢，却包括了无限的丰富在里面。
But in these simple words, there is an abundance of riches inside.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们需要圣灵。开我们的眼睛
，We need the Holy Spirit to open up our eyes，
我们才能够看见其中的那个丰富。
Then we can see the fullness within。
那么首先呢，我们来看关于父的这一段啊。
So let us first look at the passage pertaining to the Father。
那么在圣经里面提到父的时候，就是讲到他是一切的源头。
When we know the Bible, when it speaks of Father, it speaks of the source of all things。
根源是从他来的。
The origin comes from Him。
他启动，他也终结。
He is the beginning and the end.
啊，所以呢，父是一切都是出于他，那么是他定规一切。
So all things come from the Father, and the Father establishes all things.
啊，我们晓得在圣经中提到生命是从父来的。
We know that in the Bible, the life comes from the Father.
这个生命里面太丰富了，有爱，有光，有智慧，有圣洁，有公义。
There is love, wisdom, holiness, and justice in this love.
有能力，有荣耀。
There's power and glory.
每一样东西都是从父来的。
All things come from the Father.
弟兄姊妹，在整个宇宙的里面
，Brothers and sisters, in this universe,
他是一切事物的源头。
He is the beginning of all things.
所以我们知道，只有他那个生命，那是生命的源头。
So we know that only by his life, that is the source of life.
那他的荣耀。 那么也只有一个。
And his glory is also but one.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神
we give thanks to God.
他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
他已经是包罗一切万有的丰富。
And he also contains all the riches.
那么他来做计划。
And so he has set out this plan.
在以弗所书第一章十一节，那是一节很重要的圣经。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, this is a very important verse.
那里讲到教会的起源。
Because there it speaks of the beginning of the church.
这是天父所动的意念。
So this is this will of the Father.
是他心中的愿意。
It is his heart's desire.
这句话的意思告诉我们。
And what this tells us.
这个教会不是人的工作。
This church is not the work of man.
当神要建立教会的时候，也没有任何人可以给他建议的。
And when God builds a church, no one can give recommendations to him.
天使也不能建议的。
Angels cannot give him counsel.
所以保罗说呢，没有人可以做神的谋士的。
And so no one can be a counselor to God.
哎呀，但今天呢，你看我们在教会中服事啊。哎，我们的意见可多了，对不对
？Today in our service, we have so many suggestions.
我们天天给主耶稣出意见。
Today, we always give recommendations to the Lord.
给我们天父出意见。
To voice our opinions to the Father.
你知道我曾经碰见有些人呢，他们感觉好像那个主耶稣还没有他聪明。
We recently spoke to someone who made it seem like that the Lord is not as smart as he is.
有时候他埋怨，哎，神啊，我这样的计划，你为什么不祝福呢？
And this person will say, I have such a great plan. Why did you not bless this plan?
弟兄姊妹，神不会听人的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord does not listen to man.
没有人可以做神的谋士。
No one can give counsel to God.
所以我们千万不要一个感觉说，今天这个教会是我建立的，你是谁呀？
So do not have this feeling that you are the one who builds up this church.
所以教会是出自神的意愿，他自己的意愿。
The church comes out of God's own will.
然后呢，经过父子圣灵之间协调的一个会议，好像。
And through the harmonious counsel of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
他们定下了完美的计划。
Then they established this glorious plan.
因为这个是从神完全的智慧里面所定的计划。
And so this is a plan. It comes out of His infinite wisdom.
所以这个计划是从来不需要修改的。
And so this plan will never need to change.
我们人很虽然很聪明，但是我们的智慧不完全。
Man might be smart, but our wisdom is not
enough. 所以我们的计划常常改变。
And we often change our plans.
请我们记得，神的计划是从来不改变。
But let us remember, God's plan never changes.
神的计划是一定永定的。
God's plan once set will be forever.
他不仅有完全的智慧。
And not only does he have this complete wisdom.
他也有完全的能力。
He has his complete power.
他自己能完成。他自己的工作。
And he himself will complete this work he has started.
Yeah, 我觉得我们今天很多时候，我们对神的认识实在是不够。
Oftentimes, we feel that our knowledge of the Lord is not enough.
感谢我们的父亲。
But we give thanks to our Father.
当他们站在这定规了这时间中要做这件伟大的事情的时候。
When they have established and set out to do this work in this time.
因为他要创造人，得到千千万万的人。来成全他的计划。
Because he wants to create man and gain millions of them to complete this plan.
他第一个意念就是祝福。
And so his first will is to bless.
哇，他把诸天界的福气啊都预备好了。
He prepared all the blessings, spiritual blessings in heaven.
所以，请我们弟兄姊妹记得。
So brothers and sisters, let us remember.
神要给我们的福气是属天的。
The blessings God wants to give to us are spiritual, are heavenly.
我们这些。糊里糊涂做生儿女的人呢，整天都想到地上的事情。
We as God's children, we often muddling think of the things on earth only.
哎呀，生活上一直祷告求主给我们这个祝福那个祝福。
We often pray for God to give us this and to give us that on earth.
是神也恩待我们。
But God graciously leads us.
神创造的这个地球啊，丰富无比呀。
God created this world with all its riches.
可以说应有尽有，对不对啊
？We can say, well, what you need, you can get.
人到今天还没有发现别的星球上面有这么多的丰富呢。
And there's so much abundance still not discovered in parts of the universe.
那么光我们吃就不得了了。
Even when it comes to what we eat, it is
ridiculous. 哎呀，那个食物之丰富啊。
And indeed, there's so much abundance.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
所以主耶稣在地上说，你们只要求神的国和神的义，这些都加给你们了。
That's why the Lord says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
神给你这些不算什么祝福。
God giving you these things are not really blessings.
真正的祝福是属天的。
The real blessings are heavenly.
但今天呢，我们感觉好像这个属天的对我们不实际。
But today we feel like these heavenly blessings are not practical for us.
我们真是不认识父的心。
Then we do not really know the Father's heart.
感谢我们的神。
So we give thanks to our God.
那么他还没有开始动工。
He, when he set out to do his work, before that he has already established all these blessings. So our God the Father blesses us. You must have this understanding. And then he does two important things. One, he chose us.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我每次想到神的拣选
Whenever I think of God's choosing,
我都俯伏敬拜
I can humbly bow and worship.
我觉得神的拣选太伟大了
I think God's choosing is so great.
我们是什么人呢对不对
What are we?
神既然拣选我们
Yet he has chosen us.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第一章里面说到
And so Paul says this in 1 Corinthians.
他说呢按照蒙拣选的有智慧的不多有能力的不多，有尊贵的不多。
Those he has called may not be wise, may not have much things to offer.
其实不是不多，是根本就很少。
And it's not only not much, but we have nothing at all.
那另外有也没什么意义。
有
没什么意义。
Oh, and there's no meaning to it.
我年轻时候呢，我很羡慕我们年长那些弟兄们。
When I was younger, I was very admiring our older brothers.
哇，他们讲形容这弟兄们有那个过人的聪明，过目不忘，读圣经一读就记得了。
They have such wisdom. They can read the Bible and remember every detail.
我认识好几个年长弟兄都是这样，那个真是聪明啊。
And I knew so many of these brothers, and they were so smart in this way.
像我这个很笨的人呢，看见他，我就哎觉得很自卑啊。
So for me, who did not have these smarts, I felt very ashamed.
但是感谢神
We give thanks to God.
神拣选他，也拣选了我
God chose that person also.
我这个没智慧，他也拣选了
Me without wisdom, he also chose.
没能力的也拣选了
Me without ability, he also chose.
没尊贵的也拣选了
Nothing of
all
of them.
大多数神的儿女们都是这样
Majority of brothers and sisters are like this.
啊，不要，后来他后面还说
And he also says later.
神拣选那些卑贱的
God chose those who are lowly.
还有些人是被别人厌恶的。
Those who are looked down upon by others.
弟兄姊妹，人家有没有讨厌过你啊
？Brothers, have anybody been annoyed of you?
有吗？有人讨厌过你吗
？Has anyone ever been annoyed of you?
感谢主啊
！So we give thanks to the Lord.
我这个被人厌恶的，神拣选。
That we may be shamed by man, but we are chosen by God.
啊，还有无有的，什么都没有的，穷的不得了的。
And also we have nothing. We are so poor.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你在四处走一走。
Brothers, if you walk around,
你看看神所拣选神的儿女
you see the children of God that He has chosen.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，不是光有这些，还有很多脾气不好的，性情古怪的，乱七八糟的人都有啊。
You have bad tempers, weird personalities, any type of complexity.
按我们人来讲，你都不会要的，对不对啊？
You may say that, well, as man, we wouldn't want these
但是神拣选他了。
But God has chosen that person.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这是何等伟大的拣选！
This is such a great choosing.
你像那个拉撒路，那个乞丐，神就拣选他。
Like Lazarus, the paraplegic, he also chose.
如果给你，你要吗？你敢要吗？
If Lazarus was given to you, would you want? But God chose him.
所以神从来没有轻看任何人。
So God does not overlook any person.
并且呢，我们蒙拣选是没有理由的。
And also, we are chosen without reason.
不是你比别人更可爱，主才拣选你的。
We are not cuter than someone else, and that's why we are picked.
老实讲，我们一点都不可爱。
But there's nothing lovable about us.
我不知道你怎么感觉，我是觉得我自己一点都不可爱。
I don't know about you, but I don't regard myself as lovable.
啊，但是神拣选我们。
But God has chosen us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
神的拣选何其伟大
！How great is God's choosing?
所以今天在教会中，我们不能轻看任何的人。
And so today we cannot look lightly upon any person in the church.
你看这个人这样子吗？神拣选的。
You see this person in such a way? That person is chosen by God.
并且弟兄姊妹是在时间以前呢。 在创世以前
Brothers and sisters, and this was also before time, before the foundations of the world. Before God's work even began, God has already done his work of choosing.
这个拣选啊是神认识你才拣选你的。
And this choosing happens when God already knows you.
弟兄姊妹，很多人得救，他说：“哎呦，我这个糊里糊涂的，那么就信了主了。”
And we may say that, oh, we unknowingly somehow became a believer.
有的人信主多年之后还会说：“哎呀，神会不会搞错了？”
And we may have believed for many years and sometimes wondered, "God made a mistake."
那天怎么糊里糊涂的把我救出来？我怎么会信主的呢？
Somehow without reason, I seem to be saved. Well, how is it that I believe in the Lord?
那么还有一个姊妹曾经有次跟我讲。哎呦，他说我很幸运呐。
And a sister even told me once, "Oh, I was very lucky."
他的神的大手啊，在这个世界中这么一捞啊，我很幸运被他捞起来了。
That God's hand when He came down to scoop up people on earth, I was part of that scoop up population.
我们是这样得救的吗
？But brothers and sisters, are we saved in such a way?
不，圣经讲拣选。
No, the Bible speaks of choosing.
千千万万的人
，billions of people.
神一个一个的拣选。
God chooses one by one.
神早知道你的光景是怎样。
God already knew what your condition would be.
但是他没有丢弃你。
But He does not forsake you.
他仍旧拣选你。
He chooses you.
像今天我们这里的还不是全教会的人，对不对？几百人在这里，谁是谁？我站台上我就看不清楚了。
And here, we do not have the whole church here, but we have hundreds of people here. But I do not know all of you.
那么神从天上看不是更困难吗
？Isn't it? Wouldn't it be more difficult for God to see from heaven?
请我们记得。
So let us remember,
神永远不会错。
God will never be wrong.
我们会错，神永远不会错。
We may be wrong, but God will never be wrong.
所以光是讲到这个拣选，那我们就是真的是蒙大恩呐。
So strictly of this choosing, we have received such great grace.
所以彼得到晚年的时候
，So Peter in his latter years,
他说我们能够重生，这是神的大怜悯。
That it is the mercy of God, the great mercy of God, that we can be reborn.
Yeah, 我们今天最可惜就是呢，神怜悯了我们呢，我们却没有怜悯别人的心啊。
And what is such a shame today is that God may have mercy on us, but we do not have mercy on others. And there are so many difficulties in the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢神他的拣选。
We need to give thanks to God for His choosing.
创世以前他就做了这个拣选。
And He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
以弗所书第一章讲到的，都是在创世以前就开始有那个计划。
Ephesians 1 talks about this plan that happens before creation even
began. 那个是在根源上面的计划。
This is a plan at the origin.
你知道神一旦拣选
，You know that once God chooses,
就像保罗说的，神的选召是没有后悔的，不能后悔的。
And we know that God does not regret His choosing.
我每次想到这个弟兄姊妹，我们觉得对主很亏欠，对不对
？And when we think of these things, we feel like we have fallen short of God's heart.
我们这样的软弱、失败、这样退后，但是他的拣选是没有后悔的。
We are so weak, we may stumble, we may fall back, but we know that God does not regret His choosing.
并且呢，他要拣选我们成为圣洁、无有瑕疵。
And He also chose us that we will be holy and blameless.
这里告诉我们，神要把他的生命赐给我们。
Here, God speaks of giving His life to us.
我们感谢神啊。
We give thanks to God.
为什么神可以拣选这么多的这些人看起来都看不起这些人
？Why is it that God would choose so many people that most people will not look highly upon?
我们的神不仅充满爱
，Our God is not only full of love.
因为他有全能。
Because He has power.
他有能力能改变我们。
He has the power to transform us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一生的年日都在神的工作的改变当中。
Brothers and sisters, all the years of our life are in this transforming work.
如果他今生改变不了你
，If He cannot change you in this life,
请你记得，时间最终点的时候还有一个千年的时间，千年国度。
May you remember that there is still the millennial kingdom to come.
你今天不让神改你。
Today, you do not let God change you.
神就用千年来改你。
Then God will use 1,000 years to change you.
因为必须达到神的心意。
Because you must reach God's heart.
就好像路德记里面所记载的一句话说的。
Just like it says in Jude.
那人若不办成这事，绝不罢休。
Jude.
就是讲到波阿斯做事情呢，他如果 不把事情做成，他不停的。
Oh, that if God does not complete His work, then He will not stop.
我们真是改变，感谢我们的主。
And so we truly give thanks
to our Lord. 我们改变不了什么人。
We cannot change anyone.
但是神可以改变。
But God can change.
任何人他都能改变。
God can change anyone.
啊，所以感谢主，我们是无能的，但是他是万，是全能的。
So we give thanks to God, for we are powerless, but He is all powerful.
所以这是多么大的一个恩典啊！
And so what a great grace this is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，他并且要把我们改变到像他自己一样的圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Dear brothers and sisters, He wants us to be changed, to be holy and blameless like He is.
这实在是个荣耀的盼望。
This is a glorious hope.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这是父的拣选。
This is the choosing of God.
那么不仅拣选
，and not only did the Father choose us，
他也预定我们。
He also predestined us.
啊，这个预定啊，弟兄姊妹们，也是我们。没有办法能够完全能够明了的。
This predestination is also something we cannot fully comprehend.
他这个预定啊，原文有意思就是 mark out 啊，就是把它标出来的。
And the original meaning of this word predestined is to mark out.
好像这里有个全世界人的名字都在这个大册子上面。
It is as if all the names of everyone on earth is in this great book.
然后神就一个一个的圈。像古代的皇帝一样，红笔这么一个个圈。
And then God goes through one by one, circling the names like the old emperor used to do with this red paint.
弟兄姊妹们，你我都是神所圈出来的人。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are all people marked out by God.
你知道你蒙多大的恩典吗
？You know how great, what a great grace this is.
弟兄姊妹们，千万的人中，神拣选了我们这些人，把我们预定出来，标出来了。
Amongst billions of people, God predestined us. God has marked us out.
这个预定更是一件大的事情。
And this predestination is such a great thing.
他预定我们得儿子的名分。
He predestined us to adoptions as sons.
这个得儿子的名分呢，就是成为儿子。
And adoption as sons is to be the sons.
所以这里呢，我们看见神不仅拣选预定我们。神要给我们发生一种的关系，是父子之间的关系。
So God chose us and predestined us so that we would have be sons and be regard Him as our father.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？这个关系一旦建立，就永远不能分离了。
And once this relationship is established, it never change.
对神来讲的话呢，找来了这么多的这些乱七八糟的儿子，那么那真是很难过，对不对啊？
To God, it seems to have obtained a multitude of sons of all types of issues. It may seem like a sad thing.
但他不管你是什么人。
But He does not care what type of person you are.
不管你多败坏。
Doesn't care how
corrupt you are. 不管你脾气多不好。
Doesn't care about your temperament.
不管你多么难办。
Doesn't care about how difficult you may be.
神跟你建立父子的关系。
God has established this father-son relationship with you.
哎呀，我们晓得这个父子的关系一旦建立起来了。
Brothers and sisters, once this father and son relationship is established.
哎呀，这个关系，弟兄姊妹们是不能分开的。
This relationship, brothers and sisters, can never be separated.
我想我们有儿女的人，我们都知道啊。
And we may there may be there with children here.
啊，当然我相信你们的儿子们都很好了。
And I trust that your sons and daughters are good.
如果生下来个儿子不听话的
，And if you give birth to a child who does not listen, always rebels,
你看这个做爸爸的多难过。
Then aren't you so sad as a father,
对吧？在外面做坏事呢，更糟糕。
They do evil things outside, then it's even worse.
但是你没办法脱离这个关系啊。
But there's no way to separate you from this relationship.
如果是老师跟学生可以脱开啊。
If it's a teacher and a student, you can separate that relationship.
如果是雇主跟雇工也可以脱开啊。
And if you are an owner and a slave,
你不高兴可以换一个。
And you can always change.
但你儿子不能换呢。
But you can't change your son.
爸爸也不能换呢。
You can't swap out your father.
虽然有很多人说我跟我的儿子脱离父子关系，但是生命的关系仍在。
May say that I put down this relationship with my son, yet that relationship of life still exists.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟神之间开始有一个生命的关系在里面。
So brothers and sisters, we have this relationship of life with the Father.
难怪你看啊，路加福音十五章大家都很熟悉的。
And so we may be familiar with Luke chapter 15.
那个父亲有两个儿子。
That father has two sons.
其实两个儿子都不是很好。
And And in truth, both sons are not that great.
小儿子呢, 这个是更糟糕。
And the younger son is even worse.
浪费资财, 跑到外面去浪荡, 对不对?
Wasted all these materials and is caught up outside.
对他爸爸讲什么话呢? 你要把你将来死了有遗产的份给我, 现在就给我,
and he tells his father, this inheritance which should be given when you die, I want it now.
如果今天你的儿子到你面前来这样对你要求，你会给他吗？
If your son came to you with such a request today, would you give it to him?
但是神这个父亲给他，
but this father gives it to him.
结果他到外面去浪荡，
and then so he, this prodigal son goes out and
wastes，连猪吃的豆荚也没得吃，
and wasted all the ways. And even the things that the swine engages in, he engages.
然后又回头了，
and then he comes back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
这不是我们很多人的故事吗？
Is this not what is our story?
今天我们就信了主，我们是神的儿女。
Today we believe in the Lord, we are God's children.
而我们在世界上浪荡，
and yet we are wasting away in this world.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
就是这个大儿子也不行。
And this also, this elder son is also not good. He may seem very orderly.
连个小羊羔也没享受过， 你看这个， 在家里面呢，尽是过苦日子的。
And he has never experienced his fat and calf for himself, and he experienced much hardship in his home.
弟兄姊妹，这幅图画，
but brothers and sisters, this illustration
说明我们和天父之间的那个故事的。
It speaks of this relationship
是给我们很重要的提醒，
with the Father, and there's an important reminder in it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
神的恩典实在是太大。
God's grace is so great.
你知道当初呢， 父啊， 在那里圈我们的时候啊，
you know, when God was marking us out,
他说是因为神的爱，
it is because of his love, God's love.
也因为他的喜悦，
and also because it pleased him.
他圈你的时候是欢欢喜喜地圈你的。
It pleased him to circle our names.
弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
这是我们想象不到的恩典。
This is a grace that we cannot wrap our minds around.
并且这个是一定永定。
And this is, once done, will be done forever.
我们要再提一件重要的事。
We will once again bring up another important reminder.
因为神把我们变成他的儿子。
Because God has made us into his children, we have God's life. And so we can regard each other as brothers and sisters. Don't overlook this relationship. Today, with brothers and sisters, we have this relationship of life. And this is a relationship that cannot be separated.
弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，因为2000年教会的历史， 地上神的儿女太多了。
Brothers and sisters, throughout this 2,000-year history of the church, there are so many brothers and sisters.
多到一个地步呢， 我们觉得彼此间生命的感觉就淡薄了。
And there are so many that it feels that this relationship between us has dimmed.
所以呢， 很多弟兄姊妹们觉得来到教会里面呢， 你是你，我是我， 反正没什么关系。
And so we may come into the church building and say, you are you, I am me. There's nothing to care about.
我们晓得在地上， 如果一个家庭里面是 是兄弟姐妹的话呢，
if we think of regard a household in this world today with brothers and sisters,
不管你分离多远， 你都会关心的， 对不对？
Then no matter how far you are apart, then you will still cherish this relationship.
那今天我们在教会中有关心我们的弟兄姊妹吗？
And so in this church, are we caring about our brothers and sisters today?
所以我们感谢神，
so we give thanks to God.
将来我们回到永世里，
but when we go into eternity, then we are truly returned home.
And
we only have one father. And we are all brothers and sisters.
啊, 那么今天在地上,
so today on this earth, let us live our relationship as members of God's household.
所以我常常讲， 主耶稣给门徒们那个新命令， 你们要彼此相爱。
So I say that, you know, the Lord Jesus gave this commandment to love one another.
这句话最容易讲,
this is the simplest thing to say, but the hardest thing to do.
感谢神,
but we give thanks to God
创立世界以前,
that before the foundation of the world,
他就开始做了这么一个完美的计划。
he has done this great, glorious plan.
我们晓得神做计划跟人不一样, 我们讲过是不能更变的。
We know that God's plan is so different from man's plan. God's plan cannot change. Once it is set, it will be done.
那么所以呢，他最后加一句话说呢，要使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。这句话什么意思呢？
And then it says, to the praise of the glory of his grace. What does this mean?
就等到有一天，神在地上恢复的工作达到终点的时候。
Which is to say that one day when God's recovery work on earth is completed.
你看在终点那个地方是神当初计划的一个完满的表现。
Then at the end point, it is the completion of this plan God has set at the beginning.
经过了时间，至终完美。
And through time and the fullness of the times.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们能像保罗一样里面眼睛得开，
if we may be like Paul and have our eyes open,
我们能认识我们的父亲，
if we may know our father,
我们也知道父亲所有的计划，
and we may know of his plan.
今天我们在教会中，
then today in the church,
我们的服事，
our service
是不一样的，
will be different.
我有是在香港跟一些弟兄们讲，
And I've shared this with brothers and sisters in Hong Kong.
我说我们在教会里服事啊。
I say that when we serve in church,
我们要很谨慎。
We must be very alert.
你服事的是谁啊？
Who is it that you are serving?
是神的儿女。
It is God's children.
哎，那个弟兄说，哎呦，我从来没想过啊。
And then that person says, oh, I never thought of it this way.
因为我们看的是基督徒嘛，对不对啊？
Because we see Christians, right?
啊，所以有的时候会骂这个，有时候指责那个。
So oftentimes we'll blame and point fingers.
我说你小心啊。
But I told them, be careful.
你不能骂神的儿女。
You cannot criticize God's children.
像我们有儿女人就知道了。
We with children will know this.
我们自己的孩子我们可以骂可以打。
We can yell and argue with our own children.
别人是不能讲的。
But other people cannot say a
thing. 谁要来批评我的儿子，我就跟他生气，对不对？
If someone criticizes my children, I will be angry with them.
今天呢，我们是服侍神的儿女啊。
And today we are serving God's children.
弟兄姊妹们，你要非常的小心。
Brothers and sisters, you need to be very careful.
所以这是主给我们极大的恩典。
And so this is the great grace of God.
我们感谢主。
We give thanks to the Lord.
这里不仅讲到父有他的职责，他的责任。
Here it does not only talk about the duties and responsibilities of the Father.
那么这里也记载的主耶稣基督神的爱子的工作。
It also speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ, the God's begotten Son, what He has done.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
神的儿子在创立世界以前。
God's son, before the world was created,
在神的计划里面，
in God's plan,
他就已经知道他要成为被杀的羔羊，要完成救赎。
He has already known that he will be the lamb that must be slain to bring us our redemption.
这句话的意思是什么呢？
What does this mean?
就在世界还没有开始的时候，
That means before the world even began.
神已经知道地上有仇敌的工作。
God already knew that there will be the work of the enemy on this earth.
神也已经知道人会堕落。
And God already knows man will be in a fallen state.
关于这个，我想今天呢，在教会历史中有一些人有些的争论呢。
And even in this, there are some discussion debates amongst people in the church circles today.
我们有个前面的弟兄他曾经说过。
And I remember there's a brother that used to say this.
他说人的这个堕落呢是个意外。
That man's fall, he said that man's fall was an accident.
不是意外。
But it's not an accident.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
因为他做了个比方。
Because he did this comparison.
他是一个工程师啊，在设计盖大楼的时候啊。
He said like just like an architect who constructs this big building.
他那个计划里面没有设计工人掉下来。
His plan does not account for the one of the construction workers falling down.
工人掉下来，那是个意外。
If a construction worker falls from this building,
that's an accident. 他用了这么一个解释。
He used such an example to show this.
但是今天我们回到圣经里面，我们来看呢。
But if we return to the Bible and look,
我们看见神预先知道，老早知道后面在时间中发生的一切。
God has already known what is to come and what will be our state.
所以救恩不是在时间中间的一个。工作
so salvation is not a work in time.
不是这样说，不是在时间中间为了应付堕落而有的一个安排。
Or to put it another way, it is not something that was planned only because we were in our fallen state.
是神老早就知道了。
But rather, it's because God already knew.
所以到了使徒行传里面时候呢
And so when we come to Acts,
我们就知道主耶稣钉十字架是神老早就 预备的。
We know that God had already prepared for his son to be nailed to the cross.
我们真是满心感谢我们的主。
And so we truly give all our thanks to the Lord.
在他知道这件事情之后
that after he knew such a thing,
他完全顺服父的安排。
He completely obeyed God's arrangement.
所以呢，他要到地上来完成一个伟大的工作。
So he came to this earth to complete this great work.
把堕落的人救赎回来，重新恢复起来。
To bring us out of this fallen state, to bring man out of the fallen state.
我们头一次特会所曾经讲过。
In our first conference, we had once said this.
我们的神从来不被动。
Our God is not reactive.
神每一样事情都是主动。
God always takes the initiative.
他老早知道，他事先知道。
He's proactive. He already knew.
所以因此呢，这个救恩是神事先就开始安排的。
And so this salvation is something God has already prepared.
所以新约圣经里面讲到，羔羊被杀是在创立世界根基的时候就被杀了。
And so we say that the Lamb of God was slain in the first century.
感谢主。
We give thanks to God.
并且呢，我们的主成就这一切。
That God has accomplished all these things.
神把它加在人的身上。
And he has added these to man.
那个被称作是恩典。
This is called grace.
什么是恩典呢？白白赐给的。
What is grace? It is freely given.
不用花钱，不用花力气的。
We do not need to pay money or exert any effort.
我们知道今天在这个世界上啊。
You know, today in this world,
没有什么东西是不需要付代价的。
There is nothing that comes without cost.
感谢我们的主。
But we give thanks to our Lord.
只有他的救恩是不需要代价。
His salvation does not come at any of our cost.
做了这么大的事情。
He does such a great thing.
结果呢？是不需要付代价。
We do not need to pay anything.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以神老早知道仇敌在这个时间中的工作。
God already knew way before the work of the enemy.
所以呢，人的堕落和救恩，这些都也都是一个奥秘，其实啊。
And so man's fall and man's salvation is also a mystery.
有人，我相信你们听过，有人就说，神既然知道这个亚当夏娃吃那个分别善恶树的果子会堕落。
Sometimes we say that if God already knew that Adam and Eve would fall after eating the fruit,
为什么不把它看守起来呢？
Why not separate them from,
这样人也不会堕落了，对不对啊？
Then man wouldn't have fallen.
弟兄姊妹，这里面实在有主更高的心意在里面。
Brothers and sisters, there is a greater aspect to this will of God.
所以我们今天作为一个蒙恩得救的人，
And so today, as people saved by grace,
我们只有感恩。
We can only have thanksgiving.
啊，我们知道。主耶稣他需要道成肉身来到地上。
We know that the Lord Jesus needs to take on flesh and come to this earth.
这里面包含的意义是非常多的。
And the meaning encompasses this is so grand.
不像我们呢仅仅的感觉到哎呀一个信主耶稣将来上天堂这么简单。
It is not as simple as just us saying that we believe and will go to heaven one day.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这个救赎的里面，就是神今天在地上一个最重要的恢复工作。
This redemption is of utmost importance to God's recovery work。
啊，是他来为我们开了又新又活的路。
It is He who has paved for us a new and living way，
叫我们能重新回到父那里去。
So that we can once again go back to the Father。
所以主说不借着他没有人能到父那里去。
So that's why the Lord says no one can come to the Father except through me.
所以这个救恩是多么的重要呢。
So what importance is tied to this salvation?
神的儿子到地上来成为奴仆侍奉神。
And God came to this earth taking the form of bondservant to serve the Father.
他因此也给侍奉做了一个注解。
And he has also given a summary of the service.
所以呢弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
神的家中的服事，父的服事，是要儿子来做奴仆，做仆人的。
In the service in God's household needs to take on the bondservant like the son was.
所以今天我们这些蒙恩得救的人，
And today, we who have been saved by grace,
我们侍奉主，
when we serve the Lord,
做祭司，
when we do be the high priest,
我们其实是在服侍父亲。
When we be the priest, we are serving the Father.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And this is such an important matter to us.
所以在启示录第一章里面告诉我们，
And so it tells us in Revelation chapter 1,
主的救赎使我们成为父神的祭司。
That because of this redemption, we can be priests in God's household.
所以我们要改变我们对侍奉的一个观念。
So we need to change our perspective towards
service. 侍奉不是光是做事情服侍人。
Service is not just about doing and helping others.
侍奉是服侍父亲。
Service is serving God the Father.
如果你有这样的一个思想，
If you have such a thought,
那么你再劳苦再牺牲，
then no matter how much suffering or how much sacrifice you go through,
你也无怨无悔。
Then you will have no regrets.
像我们很多做儿女的服侍自己的爸爸，
just like many of us as children, when we
serve our father, 什么事都愿意做，对不对？
We can do anything.
再大的苦，他也是无怨无悔的。
No matter how much suffering, we will be able to do it with no regrets.
何况我们服侍天上的父亲呢？
And then even more so when we serve our heavenly father.
所以我很不喜欢呢，今天有很多人用一些名词啊，比方说，哎呀，我们现在在教会里面来做圣工。
Sometimes I don't like the way that people use this phrase, for example, doing holy work or charity work in the church.
弟兄姊妹不是去做那些所谓的事工，是服侍父亲。
But brothers and sisters, it's not these charity or volunteering work, it is serving the Father.
所以主耶稣一到地上来，这儿子服侍父亲。
So when the Son came to this earth, the Son serves the Father.
所以侍奉的第一个重要事情，在神的家中，神是要他的儿女们来服侍他，神不要外邦人的。
And so the great lesson of service is that service in God's household is from the sons and daughters. This is not from outsiders.
所以我们作为神的儿女，每个人都应当服侍。
So as God's children, each of us ought to be in service.
并且是心甘情愿的来服侍。
And wholeheartedly and willing to serve.
感谢我们的主。
So we give thanks to our Lord.
他为我们的牺牲是何等的大。
What a great sacrifice He has made for us.
那么他是钉在十字架上，
He was nailed to the cross，
把他的血流出来，
And he poured out his blood，
身体裂开，
And his body was broken，
把他的生命都摆上，
And he laid up his life for us，
因为他这样我们的罪才得赦免， 这是我们知道的救恩的故事。
Because of him our sins are forgiven， This is the redemption story，
这是神丰盛的恩典。
This is God's abundant grace，
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神。
We give thanks to God.
并且呢，我们看见啊，今天有时候在地上，你传这个不要钱的、不用付代价的福音啊，还不容易，对不对？
And even today, we may find it difficult sometimes to share this free gospel of grace.
哎呀，我们苦口婆心的劝了半天，说你不需要付代价，你只要相信就可以，好难呐。
It is so difficult for us to keep saying, to keep telling others that you do not need to pay any cost to receive this gospel.
神也知道我们很难。
And God knows it is difficult for us.
所以这里有一句很特别的话。
And so here it is a very particular phrase.
这个救恩是神用诸般的智慧聪明充充足足赏给我们的。
It says here that he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight.
这就是包括了我们所有弟兄姊妹得救的故事在里面了。
And this encompasses all of our salvation stories.
因为神已经拣选你。
Because God has already chosen you.
神是非要你得救不可的。
And God demands you to be saved.
所以这个叫做什么？诸般的智慧。
And so this is all wisdom.
充充足足的赏给你的。
All wisdom and insight fully lavished on us.
哎呀，我们看见有的弟兄姊妹做得救的见证的故事是很特别的，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, when we share our testimony of salvation, is it not so special?
我记得我们有一个弟兄啊，一个年长弟兄，他一直讲他得救的故事。
There was a brother who shared his salvation story.
他非常聪明，在英国读了非常好的学位。
And he was very academically successful in London.
骄傲的不得了。
And he was so proud.
哎呀。所以他的太太信主，传福音给他，怎么传都不肯信。
And so once his wife believed, when his wife tried to share the gospel with him, he would not believe.
怎么传都不肯信。
No matter how she shared, he would not believe.
那么别人要跟他辩论也辩不过他。
And when people tried to debate with him, they could not out-debate him.
那些弟兄们要传福音都给他辩倒了。
And these brothers who were trying to share the gospel, they were all knocked down.
骄傲得不得了。
And he was so proud.
结果有一天是怎么信的呢？
But one day, how did he believe?
那天呢，因为他们那个时候，时局比较动荡啊。
时局比较动荡。
就是环境很乱。
Oh, and so that chaotic environment was so chaotic at the time.
那么呢，有一天呢，他的太太呢，这个出去到朋友家里面去了。
And so one day, his wife went to a friend's house.
大概没有告诉他。
She did not tell
him.
And he, so he was growing very antsy at home.
就到处去找啊。
He went out all over to look for her.
哎呀，找了半天。
And he searched for so long.
他说，哎，信主算了。
Then he said, I'll just believe in the Lord then.
你看，我们都不敢相信这么一个有头脑的人居然这么样信主的。
And so if it's not unfathomable to us how someone with such scholarly wisdom can believe in such a way.
这是我们天父的慈爱。
But this is the compassion of our Father.
神用诸般的智慧聪明能把我们带回来了。
In all wisdom and insight, He has brought us back.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神拣选我们，神是何等的爱我们。
God choosing us, what a great love He has loved us with.
哎呀，我们真是很愚昧的。
And so we are very foolish.
但是呢。还在蒙昧无知的时候，神就开始在我们身上做工。
But before we even knew it, God began this work in us.
弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
So brothers and sisters, we give thanks to God.
主耶稣到地上来，不仅是成这个完成救赎的大功。
We know that when the Lord came, not just the redemptive work that He set to accomplish.
还有一个重要的意义。
Oh, there's also another important meaning.
因为神在这个宇宙中要得着基督。
Because in all the universe, God wants to obtain Christ. This is the greatest plan of His.
啊，但是呢，这个基督呢，神是已经给他有一定的条件。
But there is a condition to this Christ.
主耶稣为什么要道成肉身成为人呢？
Why is it that the Lord needs to take on flesh and become man?
因为基督是需要神人二性。
Because Christ needs to be fully man and fully God.
所以基督必须成为人。
So Christ must be man.
今天呢，我们被称为基督徒。
Today we are called Christians.
其实呢，我们是基督人。
But really we are little Christians.
我们里面有基督的。
Because we have Christ in us.
我们所有的基督徒都是神人二性的。
And all of us, we have characters of God and man in us.
这是神在当初就定规的一件事情。
And this is what God has set at the beginning.
所以我们感谢神。
So we give thanks to God.
他成就神那个预定的美意。
That He has accomplished this according to His good pleasure.
并且透过他让我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Through this, that we may know what is His mystery of His will.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天基督徒每一个人的蒙恩得救呢？这个都是个奥秘，我跟你讲。
Brothers and sisters, us all being saved by grace, what a mystery this is.
我们难以想象这个恩典是怎样的。
It is hard for us to fathom what type of grace this is.
我们真是感谢我们的主。
But we really give thanks to our Lord.
神已经立他为主为基督。
God has already established him as Christ, as the Lord.
我们晓得基督呢是神的职分的一个职分。
We know that Christ is this title, this.
那么大家现在都知道，神一个伟大的计划要得着一个宇宙人。
And we know that God's great plan is to have this universal man.
那个头是基督。
And the head is Christ.
那个教会是他的身体。
And the church is his body.
啊，那么我们有弟兄们讲，这个身体是团体的基督。
And so we say that this body is the corporate Christ.
看这是多么奇妙的。神的一个计划。
And so what a great plan this is, what a great mystery it is.
这是神的时间中间他所最要得做的一个工作。
This is what he wants the most to accomplish in this time.
所以很多时候你如果进入神的话语。
And so oftentimes if you enter into God's word.
你感觉做那个连做基督徒的意义都不一样。
Then you'll feel that the meaning of being a Christian even changes.
教会的意义也不一样。
And the meaning of the church is
different. 完全不是我们平常所想象的这个情
况。It is not how we usually think of these things.
所以我们何等需要开眼睛看见这些事情。
So we really need to have our eyes open to see these things.
在第一个世纪，保罗眼睛得开，看见这件事情。
In the first century, Paul's eyes were open to see such things.
我就看见我们的主在地上的这个工作所包含的意义是多么的重要。
And we see how important is the work of Christ he did on this earth.
并且有一天，
and one day,
万有在基督里同归于一。
All will be summed up in Christ.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
brothers
and sisters, 无论是天上的地上的，在基督里同归于一。
Whether things in the heavens or things on earth, all things are to be summed up in Christ.
啊，这个天上的是什么，地上什么，他没有讲。
And he does not explain what are in the heavens and the things on the earth.
啊，那么我们也可以这样，一定包括这个意在里面。有些人呢，已经到主那里去，在天上，对吧？
And so we can also say like.There are some people who have already gone up to heaven.
到有一天，地上的圣徒和天上的圣徒在基督里同归于一。
But one day, the saints on earth, the saints in heaven, will be one in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
这个合一首先所建立的基础在于生命。
The foundation of the summing up of all things in Christ is the life.
你在教会，在基督徒中间，最能领会那个义就是生命。
The church on this earth, the thing we can touch on the most is the life.
因为我们每个人里面领受的生命都是一样的。
Because the life within each of us is the same.
这个生命是不能分的。
And this life cannot be separated.
仇敌怎么样工作也没办法分的。
And no matter what the enemy does, he cannot separate it.
所以在这里，我们的生命中是完全合而为一，合而为一的。
And so today, our life is the same.
但是今天呢，神有一个工作继续在做。
But God is still having this work today.
我们要达到身体的合一。
That we would be unified in the body.
因为这是基督的身体。
Because this is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个正在这个进行的过程中。
Brothers and sisters, we are in process of being unified.
这个身体的合一相当不容易。
And this unity of the body is also very difficult.
你看今天地上的基督徒分成千万个团体啊。
Today there are so many denominations across the church.
很多东西都把我们隔开了。
There are so many divisions amongst us.
也常常听见弟兄姊妹，我们的教会，你们的教会。
We often hear brothers and sisters say, "My church, your church."
弟兄姊妹们好像都不一样了。
Brothers and sisters, it seems like it is not
the same thing. 其实我们是在一个生命的里面。
But we are all in one life.
但有一天，我们看见所有的圣徒在基督里完全合而为一。
But one day, we will see all the saints summed up in Christ together.
所以这是今天时间到终点的时候。我们有看见的一个完美的工作。
So today, this is the wonderful work we see that will be accomplished when the fullness of time.
所以圣经讲，这里讲说，当日期满足的时候。
And so that's why the Bible says, suitable to the fullness of the times.
弟兄姊妹，时间还没到终点。
Brothers and sisters, time has not yet reached its end.
今天我们很多神的儿女们为着神的儿女们在地上的这个分裂了，心内心感觉难过。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are so discouraged by all the separation division going on.
但是终有一天你会看见在基督里同归同归于一。
You will see things all summed up in Christ.
因为这是主的工作。
Because this is the Lord's work.
这是没有任何人能做的。
This is not anything that anyone can do, but it is the work of the Spirit.
所以我们感谢主。
So we give thanks to the Lord.
今天呢，我们有一个心愿，当你认稍微略略懂得一点教会的意义。
Today we have desire that if you can understand more of the meaning of the church.
就我们希望我们一个小小的聚会呢，能为基督的身体的合一做见证。
We pray that even the smallest assembly may be a testimony to the unification.
但是我们能感觉这个光这个小小的聚会啊，要叫它合一很不容易。
But even unity amongst a small assembly is so difficult.
哎呀，我这几年发现一件特别的事情呢。
But these days, I saw something very particular.
有的聚会呢，越小麻烦越多，这个真的特别。
The smaller the assembly, the more.
本来想你们人就这么几十个人，你应该是很合一。他几十个人比那个大教会难，人多的难处更多。
Assemblies of less than 100 people seem to have more difficulty than those churches with even more people.
所以今天在地上这个合一是何其困难。
So being one in this world today is so difficult. But our God has unlimited patience. He knows that what he has set out at the beginning will
be accomplished
at the end. And when this great circle of time reaches the origin, the beginning and the end,
神在创世以前，他所有一切完，所有的计划全部完全。
Then all of God's plan before the foundation of the world will be accomplished.
所以呢，因此呢，他这里讲到是他的荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
And so that is why it says here, it is to the praise of the glory of His grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
使徒保罗在罗马的监牢里面
Paul in a Roman prison
得到了这么一个荣耀的启示
Received such a great revelation
神把他带回到起初带到根源
God brought him back to the origin, to the beginning
啊，他看见了神那个奇妙的那个安排
He saw God's wonderful arrangement.
所以因此他一生在地上受苦。
And so he suffered all the days on this earth.
甘心情愿受苦。
And he willingly suffered.
那么在地上竭力的侍奉神。
And he committed to serving the Lord on this earth.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这个看见今天对我们来讲也是何等的重要。
Having this vision is so important for us today.
所以在以弗所书第一章里面就讲到了。
So that's why it says this in chapter 1 of Ephesians.
教会乃是父子圣灵全力的工作。
That this, the church is the fully committed work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们跟主之间是不能分的。
We cannot have any separation.
在旧约时代，我们弟兄讲了，旧约时代那个约柜跟那个圣殿还可以分的。
And our brothers share that in the Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant can be separated from the tabernacle.
今天呢，我们跟基督是不能分的。
But we cannot be separated from Christ.
所以主的同在的问题在我们的身上呢。
And so, whether the abiding of the Lord is.
其实他是没有离开的。
But he has never left us.
但是你感觉不到。
But you cannot feel it. You're not.
所以我们需要在灵里面能感觉到他的同在。
So we need to be conscious of his abiding with us.
什么时候你转变，你发现神在哪里。
And then no matter where we go, we will see the Lord is with us.
还有一件事情需要提醒。
And also one more reminder for you.
因为今天我们跟神之间、父子之间，我们有这一个生命的关系。
Because we have this relationship of life, based on this life with the Father.
所以因此我们的不顺服，我们在地上的胆大妄为，我们任意而行。是叫主更受苦的一件事情。
That our disobedience, our each of us going to in our own ways, is a greater suffering to Christ.
比旧约的圣徒给神的那个痛苦还要来得大。
It is even more painful than what the people in the Old Testament did to.
因为他已经在我们里面。
Because Christ already is in us.
他连于我们自己。
And he's with us.
是不能分开的。
They cannot be separated from.
你看看这个苦是多么的苦。
So you see how painful this is.
所以我们知道这个世界中有很多苦。
We know that there's so much suffering and pain in this world.
而那个生命关系的苦是最苦。
But the most painful is the relationship of life.
是不分昼夜的。是每时每刻的。
Because not night and day, it is all the time.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们真是需要体贴神的心意。
We need to touch on God's heart.
所以保罗在地上的时候曾经说。
So Paul says this when he was on earth.
若有人不爱主
If anybody does not love the Lord,
这人可咒可诅
He is to be accursed.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
不要做得罪主的事情
Do not do anything that offends God.
我们有软弱
We have weakness.
啊，我们知道神对我们有宽容
We know that God is compassionate to us.
特别在神的心意上面
Especially when it comes to his will.
不要做得罪神的事情
Do not do anything that offends God.
今天摸到教会的事
Today, when we see touch on matters of the church,
我们必须有保罗那样的看见。
We need to have the same vision Paul had.
也有使徒们他们心中的这种敬畏。
And also have the reverence this apostle had in his heart.
教会绝不是你我所想象的那个外面那个简单的团体。
The church is not some simple outward organization that many people see.
这是神积极要做要得做的一个彰显基督的一个器皿。
This is a vessel that God wants to work in to express the glory of Christ.
愿我们在侍奉中学习与神同工。
Let us learn to co-work with God in our service.
我们只遵行神的旨意。
And let us obey His will.
不在神的旨意之外有任何其他的想法。
Let us not have any thought outside of His will.
所以求主用这些话来激励我们。
So may the Lord use this word to encourage us.
我们知道这个大圆圈已经快到。这个千年国度的边缘啊
！We know that the circle of time is reaching the outskirts of this millennial kingdom.
很快，地上的工作会有大的改变。
And in due time, there will be a great change to the work on this earth.
我们的时机很有限。
And there's limited time for us.
这是一个紧迫的时代。
This is a time that we must be very alert.
仰望主的怜悯。
To look to the mercies of God.
我们能在这最短的时间中能修正自己，能够走在主喜悦的路上。
That in the shortest of time we may correct our steps and walk with the Lord.
这样你就能够欢然见主。
Then we can joyously welcome the Lord.
我们请低头在那祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we really thank you for whole hearts.
你定了荣耀的计划。
For you have established this glorious plan.
经过时间是一定完成的。
That through time it will come to pass.
并且是按照你原初的计划，不缺任何事物的完全。
And it will be as what you planned in the beginning, without any gaps.
我们知道今天你还在时间中继续在做工。
And we know that you are even working in this time.
我们也感谢你，你愿意把你心中的秘密启示给人。
So we give thanks to you that you would reveal the secrets of your heart to man.
愿我们透过以弗所书。
Let us through the book of Ephesians.
我们眼睛得开。
Let our eyes be opened.
我们能看见你原初的心意。
That we may see your desire from the beginning.
主啊，让我们一面感恩。
Let us on one hand be thankful.
一面心存敬畏。
Let us on the other hand have reverence in our heart.
愿我们在地上还有不多的日子。
And while we do not have much days on this earth.
主啊，我们能够按照你自己的心意跟随你。
That we may follow you according to your heart.
祝福各处的弟兄姊妹们。
Bless the brothers and sisters from all over.
晚间我们知道你在这里。
We know that you are here.
谢谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray this in our Lord's precious name.
Amen. Amen.